And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Well, the Supreme Court handed America two big headlines this week, and the first is a win for common sense. In a ruling written by Justice Brett Kavanaugh, the court upheld laws in West Virginia and Idaho that keeps boys out of girls' sports. The majority said what most of us learned in kindergarten, that boys and girls are physically different, and letting biological males compete against girls isn't just unfair, it's dangerous, especially in contact sports. Kavanaugh noted that 27 states, the NCAA, and the Olympic Committee all draw the same line. So the highest court in the land now officially knows what a woman is. And the court's second move was to take up a case that could finally settle a decade-old fight over the AR-15. The justices agreed to hear challenges to bans in Illinois and Connecticut, and Justice Clarence Thomas was pretty blunt, saying that the AR-15 is plainly protected by the Second Amendment and that the court has dodged the question for over a decade. Now it seems they're going to stop dodging. And while the courts were defending the country, a federal jury was punishing an attack on it. Seven more members of an Antifa cell were sentenced this week for an ambush on an immigration detention center in North Texas. That happened on the 4th of July last year, where the group set off fireworks to lure ICE officers outside and then opened fire, wounding a police lieutenant in the neck. One woman got 50 years, and the ringleader, a former Marine reservist who fired on officers and then ran from police for 11 days, got the maximum 100 years. The defense insisted that it was all meant to be a peaceful protest. Yeah, 30 rounds fired at law enforcement is a strange kind of peaceful, if you ask me. Speaking of the 4th of July, the city of Columbus, Ohio, marked America's birthday this week by raising the flag of Somalia over City Hall. That's not a misspeak. In the week the nation turns 250 years old, the capital of Ohio flew a foreign flag for Somalia Independence Day, and then quietly deleted all of the Facebook posts and announcements about it. Now, Scripture tells us to love our neighbors from every nation, and we should, most definitely. And you can do that while still asking a simple question. Whose birthday are we celebrating this month? And in California, Governor Gavin Newsom has a plan for your money, or rather, other people's money. Newsom is calling for a national billionaire tax plus a fund where the government takes a big stake in the economy and hands every American a slice. He says trickle-down economics failed, and it's now time for Washington to fund universal child care, free college, and health care. A bold vision arriving just as Newsom is expected to run for president in 2028. It's funny how that works, isn't it? And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things can be done at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.